Today on the Women's Forum, we're speaking to the Executive Director of the Southern Africa HIV and AIDS Information Dissemination Service, SAFAIDS, Mrs. Lois Chingandu, on some of the deliberations that came out of the 20th edition of the AIDS Conference in Melbourne, which ended in Australia yesterday. According to the United Nations UNAIDS, HIV prevalence amongst the pregnant women aged between 15 and 49 is 16%, and mother-to-child transmission accounts for the highest number of HIV infections. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Mrs. Chingandu.
Thank you.
Mrs. Chingandu, you have just concluded the 20th International AIDS Conference in Melbourne. What was your takeaway?
My takeaway message is the fact that while at a global level we have achieved some successes, we still have some huge gaps that need to be followed up as we look at the next 2 years before the next conference. One of the things that was clear, particularly where women are concerned, is that HIV continues to have the face of a woman. And this is of concern. Even though the figures are declining, we still have more women than men who are infected.
When you look at Zimbabwe and the situation on the ground, are you going to be able to implement some of the suggestions that were actually presented at the AIDS conference, especially when it comes to women and young girls?
We should be able to implement, particularly around the issue of ensuring that more women access treatment, since we have more women who are already infected. We are also very aware of some of the things that are driving HIV, particularly in our own country. The issue of poverty for women is a critical one. As long as women remain poor, it's going to be difficult for us to fight HIV, because many of the women need to put food on the table, and they will do things that will put them at risk just to be able to send children to school and to look after their family. And so one of the important conversations is that as we look at HIV prevention, we also need to look at how do we reduce poverty among women.
There was also an issue coming from some women organizations in Zimbabwe that the amount of funding that is being afforded to HIV programs that affect women has drastically been reduced by donors. Did this come up at the AIDS conference at all?
It was discussed in some of the side meetings, and it's clear that, yes, many of the organizations, especially in Zimbabwe, that were focusing on women's issues are not accessing the funding which they need. This is because the direction that HIV is taking has shifted from what it used to be many years ago. The priority in the last 2 years has been to put people on treatment. And so when that was happening, the prevention programs, which is really where most of the women's programs fall, many of those programs suffered from funding. But what got me excited towards the end is that as we were talking about the next conference, which is going to be in Durban, it became clear that at that Durban conference, I think the issues of women are going to come back onto the agenda much, much higher than they have been at this conference.
And also the issue of stigma. What programs do you think you'll be able to also implement in Zimbabwe to help towards removing the issue of stigmatization following this conference?
One of the things that we continue to acknowledge even at this conference was that the issue of stigma and discrimination is one of the things that are pushing us back. We have been fighting stigma and discrimination for years now, but we are nowhere near eradicating stigma. It's not always stigma by the other person. We are also having serious issues of self-stigma by the person who is living with HIV.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Mrs. Lois Chingandu, the Executive Director of the Southern Africa HIV and AIDS Information Dissemination Service, for having been a guest on the Women's Forum.
Thank you.
The Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye in Washington.